I'm here today talking to Dave Beveridge about Audit Scotland's latest report, National Fraud Initiative in Scotland. Dave, could you just outline what this report's about?
The National Fraud Initiative helps councils, health boards and other public bodies such as the Scottish Public Pensions Agency to identify fraud and error that might be taking place in their financial systems. This can include things like paying pensions to people who've actually died simply because the pension authority hasn't been informed, housing benefit payments that are being paid to people who haven't disclosed their income, and discounts, or so-called single-person discounts, that are being deducted invalidly from households' council tax bills. The bodies provide the data for the exercise to us as part of their external audits. It's then compared, or matched as we say, using computerised techniques to identify potential inconsistencies and circumstances that could be an indication of fraud or error. These matches are then passed back to the bodies to make further inquiries. I would add that it's important to recognise that there is no presumption that fraud or error has taken place. That's something that can only be established after the bodies have carried out their investigation work.
And what have you found?
Well, since we last reported on NFI in May 2008, the bodies have recorded overpayments, fraud, forward savings and other outcomes, which were valued at just over £21 million. Forward savings, for example, are an estimate of incorrect payments, for example, pension and benefit payments that would have continued to be made if the NFI hadn't alerted the bodies to the possibility that something might be wrong. We also attach values to other significant outcomes, such as where a blue badge can be cancelled because NFI has alerted the council to the fact that the holder has died.
What does all this mean for the taxpayer?
Well, it means that public money can be used in future on providing services for the public and, or to keep local tax levels down. It also means that honest taxpayers stop having to meet the cost of amounts that others are obtaining dishonestly or are receiving in error.
And who actually takes part in the NFI?
Principally, our audited bodies, or 74 Scottish public bodies, took part in NFI 2008-09. These included councils, NHS bodies, police authorities, fire and rescue authorities, the Public Pensions Agency and the Student Awards Agency. Audit Scotland also submits its own data about its employees. We carry out the exercise in conjunction with the Audit Commissioner England, who process or match the data and provide the matches back to public bodies who actually investigate this using a secure website.
Now, from what you're saying there and from the amounts involved, you know, you talked there about £21 million, have we got a public sector in Scotland that is just full of people trying to defraud the system?
Not at all. Clearly, some public sector employees or former employees, as identified in the report, have been involved in irregular activities. You can read about some of the examples in the report that were just published. But I think it's important to stress that this is a very small part of the public sector workforce and indeed society in general. Because of NFI 2008-09, there's only been 18 employees so far dismissed or resigned, mainly because they were found not to have permission to work in the UK. This number might increase after bodies have finished their follow-up work, but this is out of 500,000 employees that are covered by the exercise. To date, there have been about 200 cases either referred to the Procurator Fiscal or had administrative penalties imposed or official cautions issued. These are a mix of public sector employees and the general public. We now know that there were at least 80 successful prosecutions from the last NFI cycle, but it's much too early to establish how many people will be prosecuted because of the most recent exercise. About a quarter by number, or about a half by value, of the housing benefit outcomes were deemed fraudulent by councils. The remainder was attributed to error.
Okay, so what happens now?
Well, some bodies are not completely finished their work. They will continue to investigate the 8-9 matches until the next exercise starts again in October 2010, and maybe even a bit beyond that. The bodies will now continue to seek to recover overpayments where they can. The next exercise may be wider in scope than the 2008-09 one. There are new powers for data matching included in the Criminal Justice and Licensing Bill, which is currently before the Scottish Parliament. Once these powers are brought into force later this year, we hope to be able to consider extending the number of bodies that take part in NFI and also allow Scottish data to be matched with data collected by the other UK public audit agencies. That should provide bodies with some new matches that up till now they've not been able to obtain.
Okay, Dave, thanks very much for your time.